Company invites you by transcription to join the chase. There's always the hunter and the hunted, the pursuer and the pursued. It may be the voice of authority or a race with death and destruction, the most relentless of the hunters. There are times when laughter is heard as counterpoint, and moments when sheer terror is the theme.
But always there is the chase.
This morning, description follows: John Partridge, alias Dippy Ridge, 6'3" tall, weight 195 pounds, age 31, brown hair, blue eyes. Identifying marks: broken nose, three teeth missing from uptalks with slight lisp. Anthony Pike, alias the Angel, 5'8" tall, weight 185 pounds, age 36, bald, gray eyes. Identifying marks: scar running from left cheekbone to jaw. Has tick in right eye. Michael Spade, 5'10" tall, weight 165 pounds, age 38. Black hair, brown eyes. Identifying marks: pock marks on face. Last seen in stolen police sedan on Route 12, heading east. Warning: these men are heavily armed and have kidnapped Ralph Barker, prison guard, as hostage.
Extreme caution is necessary when...
Fate?
Nope.
Take it easy
on wheels, Dippy. Ain't no souped-up stock job you're driving.
Slow down. We're coming to the fort.
There it is, Fate. Route 6 cuts through here.
Stop the jalopy, Dippy.
Do with the guard.
Take his gag off. This is the end of the line, mister.
You won't get away with this. You'll be back behind bars within 48 hours.
You won't be there to say hello.
What?
Hand me that 45, Angel.
Well, what are you going to do?
All right, Angel, open the door.
No. No, not this way. Don't do it. If you've got one spark of mercy and you don't kill me, please, don't...
Push him out, Angel, and let's go.
Attention, attention, all patrols. The following orders have been issued by the commissioner. Cars number 6, 9, 17, and 4 will patrol Route 12. Numbers 1, 14, 8, and 3 will remain on Route 6. All police officers and deputies in 5 neighboring states have been alerted to use extreme caution. Tri-State Penitentiary has reported the escaped convicts to have taken one submachine gun, one sawed-off rifle, 3.45 caliber revolvers from the arsenal.
Emma.
All 3 men were...
Yes, Harriet? Don't you ever get enough of that radio? I was just listening to the police reports on my shortwave band, Harriet. But if it bothers you...
No, that's much better. Particularly on the ears. Feeling stronger this morning?
Not too.
How'd you sleep last night?
Bad, Harriet. You said you'd leave another one of them sleeping pills at my bedside.
Now, Emma, you've been taking them too regular lately. You've got to get along without sometimes.
But Dr. Horton said
to take them if necessary, but last night it wasn't necessary. That cup of hot jasmine tea I made, you should have done fine.
Wish you'd let me handle my own sicknesses, Harry.
You got too many to handle yourself, Emma. You need help. You think up more than a body can cope with.
Nobody understands me. That's the trouble.
Now, sister, you behave yourself. Here now. Let me fluff up your pillow a bit. Here now.
Mm-hmm. Harriet, ever feel lonesome?
Lonesome?
I mean for company. We never see anyone or even go out.
There's no place to go, Emma.
Yes, there is. We've been living in this house alone now for over 30 years, just you and me. can hardly ever get up to the city anymore. You don't even seem to want to go to town, only 7 miles away.
I'm satisfied just being here with you, Emma. Taking care of my sister's a job I like, and I don't need anything else.
But the world is so big, Harriet, and there's so much to see. We've got some money. We could take a trip, maybe on a boat.
That's just foolishness.
Oh, you always say that. All you care about is being cooped up in this house, miles away from neighbors even, with nothing to do but look out of the window and watch the waves come up from the bay.
That's all I ever want to do, Emma.
But why?
Because I'm afraid.
Afraid? Of what?
Everything. People. The world outside.
But Harry...
No, let's stop this silly talk. Tea'll be ready in just a few minutes, you know. What's that?
Sounds like an automobile.
Wonder who it is.
You think we got company, Harriet? Who do you see through the window?
There's 3 men, Emma. They got dust all over their faces, and 2 of them are carrying guns.
Hunters, maybe?
The hunting season don't begin until November. Emma.
Stay in your chair. Wait, you going to answer the door? Harriet, did you say 3 men?
Let me do the talking now.
One side, sister. Move back.
Harriet, he's pointing a gun at me.
Anybody else in this house outside of you 2 dames?
No. We're alone.
Dippy, tell Spade it's clear.
Okay.
Just keep quiet, the 2 of you. Speak when you're asked, and you won't get hurt.
Just the 2 dolls?
That's what they said.
Too bad they ain't 40 years younger, huh, Spade? Too bad if they...
Shut your trap, Dippy.
Sure, Spade, sure.
Angel.
Yeah.
Case the joint.
Yeah, Spade.
Dippy.
Yeah, boss?
Wipe that silly grin off your puss and put the rod away.
The rod?
Douse it. You're scaring these little old dolls.
Sure, Spade, sure.
Now, look, ladies, if everybody keeps calm, nothing's going to happen. We don't want to hurt nobody, see?
What do you want?
I'll ask the questions, doll. You got a phone here?
No.
Where's your nearest neighbor?
7 miles away.
How often do you see him?
Never.
Hey, this sounds like a perfect setup. We're just walking distance from the beach, Spade. When Harry gets here with a boat, we... Oh, Spade.
One of these days, you're going to talk yourself into trouble, Dippy. You yap too much.
Oh, I didn't mean nothing.
Is that a radio on the shelf, doll?
It's my radio.
Looks like a short wave band on it. You, get police calls, maybe?
No. We don't...
All right, Emma, let me handle this. Yes, we get police calls, and we know all about you.
Yeah?
You're 3 escaped criminals, murderers, and thieves. You're being chased by the police in 5 states, and you'll be back behind bars where you belong before you know it.
You're all right, doll. You don't scare easy.
You want me to smash a radio set, sir?
No, I like radios. Especially police reports. Maybe we'll want to listen to pass the time of day. Shut the door. Start pulling down all them shades.
The joint's empty, all right, Spade.
How many rooms?
Look like 8. Got a cellar and an attic, that's all.
All right, ladies. Now listen. My friends and me are going to be your guests for a couple of days until we keep an appointment with a pal. We'll pay for our room and board, and we'll expect cooperation.
We'll pay?
We ain't going to steal from 2 old dolls. But listen, ladies. And listen hard. I got a lot of respect for old-timers like you, and I want to do the gentlemanly thing.
Come to the point, mister.
Sure. Now, we get along fine as long as nobody tries to leave, and nobody tries to tip off our hideout. But if you make just one phony move, ladies, we'll kill the 2 of you. That clear?
Very clear.
Good. Where do you dolls sleep?
We have a room upstairs.
You got some rooms for us, I guess.
They got plenty of space.
And we'll make ourselves comfortable. What time do you serve dinner here, doll?
We usually eat at 6.
I'm starving, boss. My stomach feels like an empty beer barrel. We ain't that since the break.
Any chance of getting some grub before 6, doll?
What do you want?
Got any apple pie?
Maybe.
Ah, you country gals always have apple pie handy. How about some bacon and eggs, hmm? Big pot of coffee, some of that pie?
Come on, Emma.
What are you doing?
Helping my sister upstairs. She's too sick to move around much by herself.
Dippy, what are you standing there like a jerk for? Don't you see the old lady needs some help? Where are your manners, you crumb bum?
Sure, boss, sure.
I can do it myself, thank you. Come on, Emma.
Go up with them anyways, Dippy, and make sure they ain't got any phones.
Okay, boy.
What's the matter? You think I'm a square? I check for phones all over. This place is tight as a clam.
I'm a cautious guy, Angel. I like to check twice. Come on over here to the window. Well, we're about 500 yards from the beach. Harry picked the right spot to wait for him.
Yeah, he said he cased this joint for a week. Nobody come in or go out. He didn't mention the dames.
That's all right. They won't make any trouble. Let's see. He'll be able to get his motorboat up to about 10 or 15 yards from the beach. And we can wade out to it. When did he say he'd come?
Tuesday at 11 p.m.
Uh-huh. Well, this is Sunday. We got over 2 days to wait.
Yeah. Meanwhile, every bull from here to St. Lee is chasing us. They're hunting us like weasels all along the line.
So what?
How do we know they won't close in?
They won't. We're way off the road, and we got the car well hidden in that clump of trees.
Suppose something happens. Once they find out where we are and surround the joint.
Then we shoot it out. They got us on a murder rap, Angel, so we got nothing to lose. We shoot it out to the last man.
Attention, all patrols. The body of Ralph Barker, Tri-State Penitentiary Prison Guard, has just been located at the Williams Bridge Junction of Routes 12 and 6. All cars in vicinity, report immediately for further orders. Attention,
get
all
some
patrols.
Music, Dippy.
The body of...
Sure, Spade, sure.
Ah, that's better. Where's Angel?
I don't know. He went out.
Out?
Say he wanted to get some air.
Go find him.
Now?
Find him. Tell him I want him.
Sure, boss. Hiya, Harry.
You gonna do some knitting, doll?
If you don't mind, I'll sit in this rocker.
No, enjoy yourself.
Thanks.
I had enough of that music. Scared, doll?
Scared?
Of us?
Do I look it?
Oh, sir, that you don't. You got guts, doll. Oh, yes. Excuse me. I mean, you got nerves. I like a gal with nerves.
You're the one who should be scared.
Me?
What'll happen if they find you?
Nothing much.
No?
They'll hang the three of us, that's all.
And that doesn't worry you?
In my business, you got no time to worry, doll.
I guess you know they're closing in on you.
Sure.
You can't stay here forever.
Sure.
How long do you intend to stay?
Till our appointment.
You're expecting someone?
Send to your knitting, sister. It's safer. Where are you going?
It's almost 10 o'clock. I'm going to put my sister to sleep.
What's that in your hand?
Sleeping pills. She's supposed to take one when she's restless.
Why don't you try 3 fingers of whiskey?
If you don't mind, I'll leave now.
Good night, doll. Pleasant dreams.
Here's Angel, boss.
Where you been?
Out.
Well, that's a real bright answer.
Do I have to get your permission to even take a walk?
Look, Angel, when we planned this break, we agreed that I was going to be the brains. I was given the orders until we were safe at sea. That right, Dippy?
Right, boss.
I don't like taking orders, Spade. I had my own outfit back in Shy. I gave the orders there.
You ain't in Chicago now, baby, and this ain't the north side. You're in the middle of a manhunt, Angel, and the loser gets a rope around his neck. Now get this. You can either take your orders from me or get your thick neck out of that door right now and go it alone. Now, which is it going to be?
I ain't moving, am I?
That's more like it. All right. Now, here's the setup for tonight. One of us got to be awake all the time, so we'll take turns. Dippy, you take the first trick, 10 to 2 a.m.
Sure, Space, sure.
I'll take number 2 until 6. You're on from 6 to 10 in the morning, Angel.
Okay.
And keep your eyes open, Dippy. If anything moves outside, blow its head off. Let's get some shut-eye, Angel. Little man, tomorrow is a very busy day.
Who's there?
It's me.
Ah. Hiya, Harriet.
I couldn't sleep. Do you mind if I sit here in my rocking chair for a while?
Oh, it's a pleasure. I've been getting real itchy sitting here all by myself. Nice to have somebody to talk to.
They call you Dippy, don't they?
Yeah.
I heard them talking about you upstairs.
Talking about me?
How old are you, Dippy?
I'm 31.
You have a family?
Family? No. My old lady kicked off when I was in Rompers. My old man died in Stir.
Stir?
The hot house, the big hotel. You know, prison.
Oh.
What was that you were saying a minute ago about Spade and Angel talking about me?
They were saying something about a boat.
Uh-huh. Harry's boat.
I think they mentioned there might only be room for 3.
Yeah, Angel, Spade, and me.
What about Harry? You never had much schooling, did you, Dippy?
No, I ran away from school when I got to second grade. I can read a little and write my own name. I'm self-educated. The boat only holds 3 and a Spade, Angel, and me. What about Harry? He's got to be there, ain't he? He's going to drive the boat.
Oh, he'll be there, all right. You mind if I put on the radio?
That makes 4. One too many.
All patrols report directly to the commissioner's office. A black sedan resembling the stolen car has been sighted on Highway 6, 8 miles south of Portville. Cars number 3, 9, and 4 investigate. Attention, all patrols. The commissioner is authorized to shoot to kill if any resistance is offered by the fugitives. Protect yourselves at...
I guess you don't want to hear any more of that, Dippy.
They won't get near us. We'll be out of here inside 24 hours.
We?
Sure, all 3 of us.
They're planning to leave you behind, Dippy.
You're kidding.
I heard them say it.
I can't do that, Harry.
They're going to. There isn't enough room in the boat for 4.
You mean they double-cross a pal? After all I've done for him?
They have themselves to think about.
They ain't throwing me as a dog. Not me. That boat only holds 4. Angel can stay behind.
It was Angel who talked Spade into it.
Angel?
I think he hates you.
I knew it wasn't Spade. The boss is right, but Angel... Angel's a rat. He always hated me.
That's what he said.
He used to bait me in the prison yard. He said I was a dope and had been led around like a dog on a leash. It was Spade who let me mooch in on the break.
But it's Angel who's getting rid of you, Dick.
Yeah. We'll see. I ain't afraid of Angel. I ain't afraid of nobody.
Somebody's coming, Dick.
Yelling about?
You double-crushing skunk, so you leave me behind, will you? You hate my guts, so you... I'll show you, I'll show you...
Hey!
You plugged Dippy.
I had a crazy coot was waving his rod in my face. Put off his nut, I tell you.
What happened here, Dow?
Tell him it was Dippy who started it.
Yes, I saw the whole thing. He couldn't help himself.
Let him down to the cellar.
I never saw a guy who acted like that. For no reason at all.
Let him down and shut your trap.
Okay.
What were you doing down here in the first place, Dow?
I couldn't sleep.
Next time, stay in your room, Savvy. I'll beat it. Go on, get. Wait a minute. You sure that's the way it happened? Dippy started the fight?
Good night, Mr. Spade.
Is that you, Harriet?
Yes, Emma.
I heard a shot. What's happened?
Be quiet. Everything is all right.
I'm so scared, Harriet. Remember before they came, you said you were the one who was scared all the time, but it's me, Harriet. I, I'm so frightened I could cry.
I've got a plan, Emma.
What kind of a plan?
If I can turn them against themselves.
No! Don't mix it, Miss Harriet. It's too dangerous.
It's already worked once.
Harriet, please, don't do a thing. They'll go away soon. They'll go away and leave us alone.
They're like wild animals, and someone's got to see that they don't go loose.
But not us. We're not the police. It's not our business, Harriet.
I'm making it my business.
I wish you wouldn't. I wish you'd leave well enough alone. They won't harm us if we mind our own affairs, Harriet.
They got a boat coming. And if they reach that boat, the police will never get their hands on them. Maybe I can stop them from taking the boat.
Harriet, please. Please don't do it.
Now, everything's going to be all right, Emma.
Oh, why are you so sure? Those men are killers. They'll murder us both.
Go to sleep, Emma.
I need another pill. I'm too worried to sleep without.
Who is it?
Open up.
Harriet. Maybe he's come to kill us.
Well?
Thanks for backing me up, Spade.
I had no choice.
You're right, sister. If you'd have lied, I'd have put a slug in your head right then and there.
You're afraid of Spade, aren't you?
Afraid? Me? I ain't afraid of nobody.
I could tell. The way you looked at him. He worries you.
Listen, sister, I'm Angel, see? The angel don't kowtow to no cheap hood.
Is Mr. Spade downstairs?
Yeah. Why?
I thought I'd make him some coffee if he wanted it.
Oh. Well, you can ask him. I'm going back to sleep.
I'll put the light out, Emma.
Where are you going, Harriet?
I'm going downstairs to finish what I've started.
Route 6 to the beach. Cars number 8, 5, 9.
What are you doing down here again, Dal?
I couldn't sleep after what happened. I made you some coffee.
Thanks, I could use some.
Oh, did I hear something over the radio now about the beach?
You hear too good, Dal. It ain't healthy.
So they're closing in on you at last. The chase is nearly finished.
The big beach, Dal. They got a lot of ground to cover. Anyways, we won't be around here when they come.
Mr. Spade, there's something I've got to tell you. It's about Angel.
What about him? Coffee's pretty good.
I lied to you before.
You what?
He killed that young man in cold blood for no reason.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
I was afraid to. I thought he'd shoot me if I didn't lie about it.
Look, Dal, you ain't got anything cooking in that gray little head of yours, have you?
What do you mean?
Like trying to pull a fast one?
There was a quarrel. Angel wanted to be the boss, and Dippy said he'd stick to you. Then they mentioned something about a boat.
Keep talking.
Angel said there wasn't room for all of you, and he told Dippy you'd be better off left behind.
He said that to the Dip?
Dippy had your name on his lips when he died, Mr. Spade.
Sit down.
What?
Sit down.
Very well.
Angel! Angel!
What's the matter?
Come on down here.
Now?
Yeah, now.
Let's see what Angel has to say, Dal.
Oh, he'll deny it. There's no question about it. He'll say there was...
Thank you, Spade.
Dal here just told me something.
Yeah?
Tell Angel what you just told me, Dal.
I'm afraid. He'll kill me if I do.
While I'm still breathing, Dal.
What's the idea of the rod, Spade?
Maybe I'm going to need it.
Figuring on some kind of a cross?
Maybe you are. All right, Dal, talk.
I heard Angel ask... Dippy, to get rid of
the lion.
Stay put. Dippy was a good kid. He stuck by. Why'd you knock him off?
I told you, Spade.
Don't you face me, you creep. You hate my guts and you know it.
Sure, I hate your guts. That don't mean I'd pull across at a time like this.
I heard him, Mr. Spade. He said he wouldn't rest until you had a bullet in your head.
I'll squeeze the liver.
Don't go near the crumb. He's dead.
You had a right to...
Harriet! Harriet, I heard another shot!
Emma, you shouldn't have come downstairs
but
alone.
I heard... He's there on the floor. He's dead.
Emma, please, get back to Ken.
I told you not to try it. Now you kill us, too. I told you not to get them to fight, Harriet.
Emma...
So you were lying after all.
No.
You lied about the dip. And now about Angel.
Harriet, he's going to shoot.
Be quiet, Emma. I took a chance and I lost. Of course he's going to shoot. But at least we can show this animal that we can die like human beings.
Harriet.
There's a difference between mad dogs and people, Emma. A big difference. Stand up, sister. And show him just what that difference is.
He'll pull a fast one down. Real fast. Sure. Now comes the payoff. Now comes the... What's the matter with me? I feel punchy. I feel sleepy. I don't know what's the matter. Don't move. Don't move.
Harry. He fainted.
I'm surprised he lasted this long. I put 16 sleeping pills in his coffee. All you had left.
Harriet.
Put on a coat, Emma. We're going out to find the police. Mr. Spade will sleep until Kingdom Come with all them pills under his vest.
All right, Harriet.
And Emma.
Yes, Harriet?
We'll take that trip, maybe. The one you wanted so much. The one on the boat. We'll close up the house and make friends with the world again. You see, I'm not afraid, Emma. Anymore.
In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted, hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, cat and mouse. We in the topmost species have also joined the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of us are hounds or foxes as we enter the chase? The Chase was created and written for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Klee. Featured in tonight's cast were Evelyn Varden, Mandel Kramer, Agnes Young, Ken Lynch, and Kermit Murdoch. The Chase is directed and transcribed by Edward King. Fred Collins speaking. Next week, aboard a European express train bound for the Iron Curtain, are a captive American correspondent and a top secret, both vitally involved in a chase. Tonight, enjoy Counter Spy and Barry Craig on NBC.